Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, chapter 28, verse 61. Maya,
Maya,
Esha,
Esha,
Maya, Krishna, Yat, Bhumam, Sam, Sriyam, Sati, Manyase, Jokhayam, Yat, Vai, Hamsa, Hasyavyo, Maya Hesha Maya Sushta
Maya Hesha Maya Sushta
Yapamang Samstriyam Satin Manyase No Bayam Yadvai Hamsa Pasyava Yogatim
Hamsa Pasyava Yogatim Maya Hesha Maya Sushta Maya Hesha Maya Sushta Yapamang Samstriyam
Maya Isha, Maya Shisha,
Maya Isha,
Yakuma, some steam satin,
Yakuma, some
steam satin, Maya Isha, and I am
Maya, the illusory energy, he, certainly, Esha, this, Maya, by me, Krishna, created, yet, from which, Pumamsam, male, Sriyam, female, Satim, chase, Manyase, you think, na, not, Ubayam, both, yet, because, by, certainly, so, freed from material contamination, Pasya, Jasi, Avayo, our Gatim, factual position. Translation, sometimes you think yourself a man, sometimes a chaste woman, or sometimes a neutral eunuch. This is all because of the body which is created by the illusory. This this Luther energy is my Bodhisattva, and actually both of us, you and I, are pure spiritual entities. Now, just try to understand this. I am trying to explain our factual position. But the factual position, both the Supreme Personality of God and the Living Entity, is qualitatively one. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme Spirit, the Super Soul, and the Living Entity is individual spiritual soul. Even though both of them are original spiritual entities, the Living Entity forgets his identity when he comes in contact with material nature and becomes conditioned. At such a time, he identifies himself as a product of material nature. Because of the material body, he forgets that he is the eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of God. And this is confirmed in this way: Mamaivamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The word Sanatana is found in several places in Bhagavad Gita. Both the Lord and Living Entity are of Sanatana, eternal. There is also a place known as Sanatana beyond the material nature. The real residence of both this Living Entity and God is the domain of Sanatana, not this material world. The material world is the temporary external energy of the Lord, and the Living Entity is placed in this material world because he wanted to imitate the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this material world, he tries to enjoy his senses to this capacity. All the activities of the conditioned soul within this material world are perpetually taking place in different types of bodies. But when the Living Entity acquires developed consciousness, he should try to rectify the situation and again become a member of the spiritual world. A process by which one can return back to Godhead is Bhakti Yoga, sometimes called Sanatana Dharma. Instead of accepting a temporary occupational duty based on the material body, one should take to the process of Sanatana Dharma or Bhakti Yoga so that he can put an end to this perpetual bondage in material bodies and return back to Godhead. As long as human society works on the basis of false material denigration, all the so-called advances of science and philosophy are simply useless. They only serve to mislead human society. Anda vitandaya upaniyamana. In the material world, the blind is simply the blind. Text 62, my dear friend, I, the super soul, and you, the individual soul, are not different in quality, but we are both spiritual. In fact, my dear friend, you are qualitatively not different from me in your constitutional position. Please try to consider this subject. Those who are actually advanced scholars, who are in knowledge, do not find any qualitative difference between you and me. Report, both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Living Entity are qualitatively one. There's no factual difference between the two. The Mayavadi philosophers are again and again defeated by the spirit energy because they think that there's no separation between the Supreme Super Soul and the individual soul, but there's no Super Soul. They're also misled in thinking that everything is the Super Soul. However, those who are Kavaya, learned scholars, actually know the facts. They do not commit such mistakes. They know that God and the individual soul are one in quality, but that the individual soul falls under the clutches of Maya, whereas the Super Soul's Supreme Personality God is the controller of Maya. Maya is the creation of the Supreme Lord, whereas the Supreme Lord is the controller of Maya. Although one is one quality with the Supreme Lord, the individual soul is under the control of Maya. Mayavadi philosophers cannot distinguish between the controller and the controlled. Translation: sometimes you think yourself a man, sometimes a chaste woman, sometimes an neutral unit. This is all because of the body, which is created by the illusory energy. This illusory energy is my potency, and actually both of us, you and I, are pure spiritual entities. Now, just try to understand this. I'm trying to explain my factual position. My dear friend, I, the super soul, and you, the individual soul, are not different in quality, but we are both spiritual. In fact, my dear friend, you are qualitatively not different from me in your constitutional position. Just try to consider the subject. Those who are actually advanced scholars who are knowledge do not find any qualitative difference between you and me. So, here, the Supreme Lord speaks about the positions of the Jiva and the soul of the Lord. And in this verse here, the Lord speaks of the jiva's relationship with material energy or maya. And due to that relationship, the jiva thinks of material bodies. In spite of the fact that both of the entities, that is the jiva and the Supreme Lord, are called Hamsa, which means above material nature, just as the Hamsa or swan is able to extract nectar from a mixture of milk and water and floats on the water and is pure. So the jiva also by nature is like the Supreme Lord. Both are called swans or Hamsa. So in one sense they are very similar, but the jiva unfortunately is overcome by maya. So there is a difference also. So the nature of the jiva is to be Hamsa, but unfortunately he gets covered up. The Lord on the other hand does not get covered up. So there's similarity and there is difference. So qualitatively, or in terms of quality, yes, there is similarity or oneness. The difference is that the jiva is subject to maya and the Supreme Lord is not. Of course, we can also say that the jiva is anu and the Lord is vibhu. The jiva is very, very small and weak, and the Supreme Lord is everything. He's strong. He's the ultimate in strength and all qualities. So the jiva is like the Supreme Lord, but in small quantity of everything. So quantitatively, the jiva and the Supreme Lord are different, though qualitatively, they are similar. So both are spiritual, but the jiva unfortunately is subject to material world and its influence, etc. The next verse of course says that actually there's no difference between you and me, between the jiva and the Supreme Lord. So this of course refers to the quality, but there is difference in terms of quantity. Jiva becomes subject to material energy and falls into maya, whereas the Supreme Lord doesn't. So, sometimes in the Bhagavatam, in some places, there'll be statements like this: there's no difference between the jiva and the Supreme Lord. So this, of course, is true in one sense, but not completely. For the Gyanis, on the other hand, Mayavadis and others, they will say, yes, the jiva is the Supreme Lord. There's no difference at all. But this, of course, is, this statement is actually only partially true. So qualitatively, there is no difference. In that sense, there's the Bhagavatam is speaking. So, we know that the jiva is eternal. And we also know the jiva is Hamsa. From, of course, Bhagavad Gita says, Mana Vamsa Jiva Lokay. The jiva is an Hamsa of the Lord. So though he is similar, he is also Hamsa. So he's not the same. Hamsa means a part, or a portion, or a fragment. And, of course, the term to go with that is the Amsi, or the source of the Amsa, the source of the part, that is the Supreme Lord. So there is a difference there between the original Supreme Lord and the jiva who is dependent upon the Supreme Lord. Both are eternal, so we cannot say the Lord created the jiva at any time. And this of course is made clear in the Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter. There's never a time when you nor I not existing. So the jiva is eternal and the Lord is eternal. Nevertheless, we call the jiva the Hamsa, or the part, because he is dependent on the Supreme Lord. So we cannot say that the Lord, a piece of the Lord, came out or whatever, because the Lord himself cannot be fragmented also. And there's no time when this would happen, since the jiva is eternal. So we can say that jiva as amsa is dependent upon the Supreme Lord, which means he is less than the Supreme Lord. That's the meaning of a part. The part is not the whole. So the jivas are dependent upon the Supreme Lord. That is the main principle. Nevertheless, there is similarity. Because of the similarity, there can be relationships. The jiva and matter are not similar. The only similarity is that the matter also is dependent on the Lord. The difference is quite remarkable, because matter is achit, unconscious, whereas the jiva is conscious. So therefore the possibility of a relationship is actually not possible. Because the jiva is spiritual and similar to the Lord, quite similar, even though there is difference in the sense of quantity, there can be relationship. Now, of course, we can say, well, the relationship is also a little bit distant, because the jiva is anu and the Lord is vidu. The Lord is all-powerful and the jiva is not powerful. So the relationship, in one sense, of dependence is unequal. It's not an equal relationship. And in that sense, we can also say the relationship is not very intimate. So that is there in some relationships. So in the relationship of dasya, where one sees the Supreme Lord as supreme and one acts as the servant, then this is quite evident in that dasya rasa. However, the Supreme Lord is complete, and therefore he makes arrangements to have all types of relationships and all types of bliss. So therefore, by his potency, his chit-shakti, his spiritual potency, he hides his powers. And the jiva in the spiritual world is not subject to ignorance in the ordinary sense, but because the Lord hides his power, the jiva is not aware of it. So this allows for greater intimacy. And therefore we have Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya Rasas also in the spiritual world. These, of course, are not prominent in other forms, but they are quite prominent in Krishna. For this reason, Krishna is remarkable or outstanding among the different forms of the Lord, because he manifests all of the relationships fully, whereas the other forms don't. Mainly the manifest dasya or servant relationship. So for that reason, we single out Krishna as Swayam Bhagavan. He is the full form of everything. So, by the Lord's desire, he hides his powers, and the jiva therefore establishes a very intimate relationship with the Lord. And this gives rise to greater amounts of bliss. So not only is Krishna Swayam Bhagavan, but he allows the jivas in relationship to experience higher and higher bliss than any other form also. So that is a remarkable nature of Krishna. So the relationship of the jiva to the Lord is one of dependence and, we could say, servitude or reverence or whatever by nature. But the greater nature of the Lord is his mercy. And so by his mercy, he hides that power. And therefore the jiva can act as an equal or even a superior to the Supreme Lord in a relationship. All of this, of course, arising because of the innate bliss and compassion of the Supreme Lord. So in this way we have variegated relationships with the Lord, not just that of complete dependence. But we can say constitutionally, there is that dependence in all cases. The jiva is always amsa, the Lord is always amsi. That is always there in any case. Yeah, we see that sometimes they address the Lord as Paramatma or whatever, Supreme Lord, whatever. That is explained as an aspect of their emotions, or Devachari Bhavas, temporary emotions when they're in great distress. They will think of Krishna in other forms, but then later on they'll forget about that again. So they're temporary manifestations.
That is the nature of when pastimes are in the material world, that's when it happens.
Yeah. Separate in separation, which doesn't take place in the spiritual world.
Because my other question is, the Vrajavasis are also discussing that there are so many activities, and then Nanda Maharaj explains. So all of this is possible only in the material world.
Yeah. Of course, in the spiritual world, the Lord can show powers, as he does when lifting Govardhan Hill in the material world, whatever. In such cases, the strength of their bhavas is such that it covers up any idea that he is God. And they say, oh, he's got a very powerful, but... And they have some excuse for understanding that it's not God.
Although jiva is qualitatively one with Supreme Lord, and the Lord arranges so many facilities that we upgrade ourselves from the material world to spiritual world, still in ignorance, what makes a jiva to relate himself to the matter?
With
why
matter?
Ignorance becomes so strong that jiva relates himself to the matter?
Well, one of course is his ignorance of the Supreme Lord, and the other of course is the identification with the body due to ahankara. Through ahankara he identifies with the body, not the jiva. He thinks in terms of I am the body. So this allows him to stay in the material world and enjoy.
When
there is
dancing around, there are a lot of servants of Krishna and there are a lot of servants of Yashoda. So what is, do they have any intimate relationship or any servant distance?
Yeah, well, there is Dasya Bhava even in Vrindavan. But that Dasya Bhava is a little different from the Dasya Bhava of Dwarka or in other places in Vaikuntha. Where in those other Dasya Bhavas, they do see the Lord as Supreme Lord. In Vrindavan, they don't see him as Supreme Lord. They just think of him as, I'm your servant, that's all.
Thank you. Thank you.